This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
You know, it's harder to scale at the level that you were talking about, and you talk about that sweat equity and how the dollar, you know, a lot of agencies that haven't figured out scale, a lot of businesses in general, that dollar equates exactly to that sweat equity earned. But you found a way to build a subscription model, which is enviable, and a lot try or think through it, but don't actually execute it on. Tell me about the difference now of having a subscription model where you're able to focus on that one thing as opposed to trying to do the customer service at a different level in an agency model.
So I can only say what speaks for us. And I'm not going to sit here and say that a recurring revenue type of business model is the ultimate and best solution, but you have to figure out what works for you. And for us in particular, it was extremely exhausting having to basically go out and, what I say, beg for money. And you're constantly going to meetings with people, you're constantly networking and moving the shaking hands, kissing babies, and you're just doing the grind over and over and over again. And quite frankly, it just became exhausting, because you get to a point where you're like, I'm putting so much effort in meeting these people, and the meetings, they go really well in the very beginning, but then they kind of teeter off once you kind of get back to your office and they forget about you. And that could be a testament to my networking abilities and our networking abilities and sales abilities as a company, but we found that there was really no solution and problem that we were solving. We didn't have a secret formula, very similar that, I know you and I talked a little bit off air about your formula, but we never had that, like, that thing that made us sexy, so to speak. We were just like a generic business like everybody else. And then we kind of saw the opportunity here with Penji, and we saw the idea that, well, what is the one problem that a lot of businesses have, especially agencies? And that's finding a quality designer that's on demand, and you don't necessarily have to hire them, you don't have to onboard them, you don't have to waste that precious time for a small business or even an agency where you usually spend about 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even a month or so, just getting this person used to your style. And so what if there was a company or a service out there that automatically was embedded into your company the minute that you signed on? And that was the philosophy that we had when we created Penji.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.